Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
So my name is Dmitry. I'm coming here from Moscow, Russia, and I'm the chief product officer of Kaiten.
Okay.
It's a visual management platform for small, medium, and large companies. Any kind of business and any size where you can just visualize your process workflow, find like bottlenecks, some problems, and find a way to optimize it. So we provide a cool analytical engine which can show you how long this task will be and like prediction and something like this.
Okay. So where did this idea come from for you?
Our founder, which is my partner, was a CTO before this.
Okay.
And he managed really large IT teams and project teams. And it's really hard in the so crowded market of task tracking, project management tools to find some tool which can show you the whole picture of your business.
Like, sure.
In many companies, like IT guys use Jira, business guys use some Excel spreadsheets or Trello or something like this. Marketers use some Asana or something, another tool.
Sure, Salesforce or something like that. Yeah.
But there are no tools which can unite all of your departments in one place and show you the whole picture.
Okay.
So it's really important. So we created Kaiten.
Okay. So give me a quick example of a company using this platform and where they get their biggest benefit from.
Yeah. So, for example, we are working a lot with outsourcing companies.
Okay.
So, what the outsourcing is, you have a client and several clients.
Sure.
Yeah. And you have some accounting people, project managers who contacts with the client and make some paper stuff. And also you have developers, and several times you have many kind of different developers, front end, back end, and so on. And it's important to customer to see how his project moves to finish.
Sure.
But we can't provide him all information from inside our companies because there are some stuff that he don't need to see.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
Our clients usually create a space for customer collaboration, which shows him how his project looks like from high level, like top level view, some milestones and so on.
Okay.
And all this.
So I know, as a client, I know we have certain deliverables,
certain
dates, and so I can see how we're doing towards that and stuff like that.
You even see what tasks, like big tasks, are already in progress, which is done already and which is don't start yet.
Okay.
But the developers, they don't need to work with these big parts of project. They have another board, another several boards, where they have splitted tasks just for them, and they move them to finish. And for customer, we provide like transparency how his project moves to finish.
Okay.
And for developers, we provide connection to this big task from customer, and also we provide them information about when they need to start this task to move it to finish before the deadline. It's really important in outsourcing.
Okay. Yeah. And so it also, one of the big problems in especially in outsourced development is the developers not having enough information about what is actually needed.
Yeah.
Because the people in the middle always filter it through their own
and
perception of reality.
Yeah.
And that's never good. The client never gets what they think they want or what they think they need.
Very, very good point, because it's a really often case when you have some middle people who broke
transparency. For example, your salesperson.
Yeah, yeah, because he thinks that he knows exactly what customer means, but it's not always true.
Yeah.
So my point that transparency is really solves this problem, because if your developers or your some technical guys or your, I don't know, marketers and any other departments will contact truly to customer in safe way, but contact directly to customer and understand him, it will much better, and we will create good products which customer uses and wants, and they will be pay us, and they will like to work with us. So.
Okay, so you're wearing a red badge, so you're an alpha.
Yeah.
How far along is the product?
We launched in Russia 2 years ago.
Okay.
But now we raised some funding, so we plan to expand to United States because here is a big market and we love it. So yeah. So now we're expanding faster to United States and some Europe countries.
Okay. And so that's, is that part of your goal here at Collision? Is to find partners? What are you doing here?
The main goal here is to find some partnerships and maybe make some sales. But sales is not the main reason, because
that would just be a bonus.
Yeah, for us it's more important to get partnerships here, because in Russian-speaking world, we grow fast because of word of mouth, because we know the local community very well, and they love us, and they talk about us, and it's good. But here we don't have so strong connections with community, so we want to find some partnerships.
Okay. Yeah. Are you, I imagine you're exhibiting not today.
Yeah, I'm here today. Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have a stand in first zone now. Yeah.
Very cool. How has the day gone for you so far?
Yeah, very good. Very excited. Good day. Yeah, many different people from all over the world. Yeah, we already find like from people from Colombia, Germany, Russia, like United States, of course.
Yeah.
Very different countries and very different businesses. Yeah. So
it's definitely a fun event. You never know who you're gonna
end
up talking to. Yeah. There's people from all over the place.
Yeah.
What did I see? 117 countries represented at Collision this year.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Really cool, yeah.
it's such a fun event. So you're looking for partners. Maybe find some clients. Maybe not.
Course.
Not what your plan is. Are you also looking for funding or just for partners?
We may be ready to contact with some investors, but now we raised our previous fund just 2 months ago. So, it's maybe for future.
Okay, gotcha. Understood. Now, if somebody wanted to get more information about your platform, how could they do that?
You can go to kaiton.io. There are cool landing page for our potential customers. They can also can contact me directly from the intercom chat on the site, or just go to our booth today. We are ready to show some demo. And
very cool.
Awesome.
And what would be the price point on something like this if, say, I wanted to implement it?
Yeah.
What would be the price point for that?
So we're working on subscription model. So the price is $7 per user per month.
Okay.
So oh, wow.
Gotcha. And it doesn't matter what division that user is in.
Yeah. It's a full product without any additional costs. So if you want to, if you are a very big company with a strong restrictions from your IT security, you need a private cloud, so it will be cost a little.
That's a different thing.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. But we work with these customers too.
Okay, so if you're, for whatever reason, you can't be multi-tenant, you have the ability to do a standalone version.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Very cool. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming and taking the time to talk to us today and putting up with the weirdness that happened before your interview.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much.
And I hope you have a great collision.
Yeah. Thank you.